American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and a brand new year. Our year, 2013. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my co-hosts and wingmen, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Josh Chewy Martin, Dogwater Dick, and I think that's about it today, yeah. But in the studio, we've got a really good friend of ours, an old friend of everybody in the show, from One Stop Guitar and Mimic, Mr. Eric Stanglin here.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, the new theme likes you, Rory.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking nailed it.
Thank you. We don't talk about that, though.
I really think that was the best you've ever done, and I think you just needed the new theme.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new show and a brand new year. How are you this week?
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Good to see you, Nick. I haven't seen you in, like, 48 hours or something?
Oh, I know. Oh, I see you around these days.
But I haven't seen Chewy or Rick since, before the Christmas.
Good to see you, faggot.
Run, faggot, run. And hi, Eric.
How you doing,
Eric? I hardly ever see you anymore.
No, I know.
It's mostly just on the Facebookery.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's good to have you here in the studio, finally.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a while. I'm glad to be on.
It's a long time coming, though.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have you been wanting to be on for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not going to be that type of guy going.
You should.
Can you put me
shameless
on the
self-promotion.
Show, maybe, and,
some of you may remember from over the summer, Eric is now. Is it your One Stop Guitar? Is it a franchise thing?
Franchise thing, yes. They're all over the place. No, yeah, it's One Stop Guitar, and I came up with the name a couple years ago, and it's just a teaching type of business that I run. You know, outside of Maytan, that's connected to Maytan, if that makes any sense.
Taught me a hell of a lot.
Makes a lot
two
of sense.
Lessons. Like, I haven't come back because I'm still, like, figuring out everything that you showed me in those two lessons.
Well,
like, I've had 6 months to work on it, and I'm still not there yet.
It's getting better, though.
Yeah, no, it really improved my game.
I hear you're writing your own tunes now.
I have written a couple. Yeah.
Nice. Dude, that Christmas song with Riku was awesome.
Oh my God. The sometimes in my room thing. Yeah.
The room song, yeah.
My gang at Starbucks, the Starbucks employees, they all checked out that episode.
Yeah.
And she said, I could not believe when she was directing you guys singing. I mean, not that that was funny as fucking shit. Oh my God. She's all, sing with me. None of us.
No, you're doing it right.
None of us have ever heard the song. We all just start going, man. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, and she was clenching her fists and shaking them at us.
Crunching her teeth.
We were screwing up. That's
my name is Riku.
Yeah, she's going to be a director someday.
I lost a
producer,
or a cop or something.
Yeah. I'm hoping for wealthy. Take care of my ass in my elderly years.
Yeah,
put you in the nicest home.
Exactly. Hey, I'm okay with that. As long as it's paid for and I'm not living in a box.
I know.
I had a great, great, great Christmas break. Riku and I spent some quality time together. I skipped the open mic on Christmas Eve to stay at home with the little one.
Very good.
And then I dropped her off for 10 days in Gardnerville. And I remember like two of them. I remember at least three of them because the sun came up while I was at Shays on at least three occasions.
So that counts as two.
I noticed Shays actually has a sign above now.
Yeah.
How long have they had that
sign?
They're gentrified. It's Midtown now. It's not, it's not South Central Reno like it used to be.
That's scary.
And I got some projects.
Hey, God bless
some PR projects. Cooking with Spencer over there. That's going to be really good coming up soon. So please keep posted on the interwebs for some new news about Shay soon.
Hey, give it up to the hipsters, man, for cleaning up Midtown. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do.
Some
money.
Well, they really have done some nice polishing over there of that turd that they call South Central Reno.
There's a lot of great stuff happening there right now.
There is.
It's my favorite place to be.
I love it.
It's like
Recycle Records.
From where I live, almost all the way over by the VA hospital to all the way up to like Arlington and St. Lawrence and then from UNR all the way down south.
And they did it like in 3 years.
It's killer.
Crazy thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
It's kind of legit. Yeah, I mean, the houses all still suck.
I'm just glad that Recycle moved into the place where they had that cheesy suit shop. yeah. with the guy out in the front selling the three-piece suits for
like
50 bucks.
Is that
like
what
it was called? Bucks. Yeah. Cheesy guy selling
suits. Cheesy suit shop.
Isn't that black and white costumes kind of a, or something?
No, no.
House of Black and White?
No, House of Black and White is where the craft is now.
It was really bad like pimp suits.
Yep.
But like
and then
really
it was
bad.
A pretty like a half-assed kind of thrift store for a while too.
Yep. Yeah. Now they're doing a good job over there.
Totally.
Yeah, it's looking good in that soup. Oh, so
yeah. yeah, there's some good ass food. I went
absolutely.
Over.
Red. You been to Midtown Eats yet?
No,
dude.
I went over there in the end of the summer.
They have the
best
mac and cheese, dude.
I went to the St. James Brasserie or whatever, the place that used to be Crystal Springs Water on Center Street, and I had some brunch the other day there. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
The food there is so good.
I'm about to check
that out. They've turned around all these like buildings that were falling down, and they're all like hip, upscale places to go get some food.
For old school Reno guys, like all four of us are for sure, it's really weird not seeing Frescos there.
Oh, I know. It's been there. I mean, it's been a long time since they tore it down now, but it was there forever. I worked there for 6.5 years.
That was like the only place we could eat at Maytan. Yeah. Like that was open a little bit later. Back in a half an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, we had business from all over that neighborhood at Frescos. It was. I miss Frescos every day. Every time I decide I want to go out and get something to eat, get some chicken wings, where am I going to go?
First
there's plenty of great places,
head.
But I sure do wish Frescos was there and go in and watch a game and have a pitcher of beer and get some chicken wings with your friends. It was really
an
institution.
That's where I met Johnny before I met Johnny.
Yeah, I met Johnny there. I probably met Nick there.
I met my wife
there at Frescos when I was still
a little bit of history. I first met Eric when he was playing with Brian and Johnny. Well, Brian B. Lee and
B. Lee,
Johnny in Mama's Trippin'. Ooh. And
no, was that Fun Noodle or Mama's Trippin'?
No, it was Mama's Trippin'.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because
before
the other,
that,
what was the other guitar player's name?
Convicted.
Convicted,
with them too.
What was the other guitar player's name before me?
Doug. Was it Doug? Yeah, Doug.
Yeah. So I replaced him, and then he replaced me, and then I replaced him. But
just didn't like their guitar players?
No. No, not at all. No.
And I bet it was B. Lee, man. He's such a dick.
No, you know, I'll tell you right now, man, I had a lot of fun playing with those guys. They were super cool.
Dudes are rad.
And a lot of good shows at the Zephyr, for sure, back in the day.
One or two.
Yeah, one or two. Nah, they were great, man. It was funny. I just ran into Johnny. He just moved to California.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I was talking about Johnny just the other night.
But he dropped out of the circle after he became.
Can't believe
a bar
he moved
manager.
Out of that house in Sun Valley.
I know, right? He had a sweet little studio set up in that house. Uh-huh.
No shit.
Man.
He must have lived there for 20 years or more.
Hey, you know what, Rick?
What
he had a window.
He had
a window.
It's very overrated.
Yeah, he had a
window. I want to look at the musicians. It's bad enough you have to smell them before the set.
It's harder for Rick to masturbate in there. I have to invest in a lot of beer boxes.
No,
it's hard renting, you know?
It's hard coming up with beer boxes when he's a non-alcoholic.
Yeah, he was working. Johnny was working for AT&T.
Yeah.
And I have one of the boxes where, like, I guess all the main AT&T stuff, you know, from the whole neighborhood is right next to my house. So there'd be AT&T guys there left and right. And what did he call me to? He goes, I'm walking to the house with my kid, and he goes, Eazy-E! And I'm like, man, no one calls me Eazy-E anymore. And I turn around, and it's Johnny smiling at me. So, yeah, he's moving the whole family up to, like Redding.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's out of that trailer, though. Really, I mean, he lived in that
forever.
For a long, long time.
I remember
time.
The first time I joined I didn't even join the band. No, maybe I was in the band. I don't remember. Johnny auditioned me at my studio. And he comes in, and this is a teaching place, right? And there's kids everywhere. And he comes in with like two Heinekens.
Let's go.
Like, shit. Okay. All right. And so I think, no, you know what? I wasn't in the band. I had to audition, and I went in. I went there, and I was like, oh my God, where the hell am I going? You know what I mean?
To his house.
Like, yeah. Where the hell? You know?
Towards the dirt road and the guy with the chainsaw.
Yeah, right? Well, it's just crazy, man. You know, like going and audition and then playing with those guys. You know, remembering Aiden was like, like probably like 11 months old
Not
at the time or something. Yeah. And now he's like, what, 13
big kid,
or something?
Yeah, last time I saw Johnny,
we're
he was at
old,
a Wolfpack game, and he was there with Brian and his son, too. And they're all getting pretty big.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
His little balls stretch out.
Yep.
Crazy.
So weird because I only know Johnny from high school. We did a lot of acid.
Johnny was a lot different.
He banged my girlfriend.
Oh, so there's.
Wait. You had a girlfriend?
No, yeah. But she. Yeah, no, well, not really. I was going to say, she, you know, I meant to say, I meant she was. She went to prom with me, so that counts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I meant to say he banged my best friend, who is a girl.
Gotcha.
And we, the three of us, dropped acid a lot and listened to Bauhaus and drove around in that fucking old Bronco thing he drove.
Wow.
And this was over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is like 15 years old kind of time, you know? Like high school. But
so, yeah. Like,
and then I never knew him
as
an adult, really. But
oh, he was a cool ass motherfucker.
Had some good times back
then.
I'm going to interrupt the reminiscing here. We've got a comedian to give a call, Miles Weber. From Vallejo, California, who's going
Vallejo?
To
Vallejo?
Yeah,
Vallejo.
Vallejo.
Who's going to be appearing at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club at the Pioneer this?
I'm going to laugh.
This weekend. I'm not exactly sure when. See if I can turn the sound. Oh yeah, speakerphone. That'll help.
You have to use that thing.
I love speakerphone.
Here comes voicemail.
Yeah, if I get voicemail.
Ah, you've reached Miles. And...
Hello,
Miles.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, it's Rory with the Worst Little Podcast. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Excellent. Hey, guys, say hi.
Hi.
We got a room full of sweaty guys. Can't wait to hear you.
It's a room full of sweaty guys. Sweaty guys. Can't wait to hear me.
Yeah.
I wish that was the only time that's ever been said to me.
Well, there's going to be a whole room full of sweaty guys and girls waiting for you this weekend. What nights – you're going to be at the Pioneer Underground at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. What nights is that going to be?
That's going to be Friday and Saturday night.
Friday and Saturdays. And you're the feature?
Yeah. I'm the headliner.
Headliner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
All right.
wrong button.
What's kicking in Vallejo?
So what's kicking in Vallejo this week? What do you got going on with yourself?
Oh, you know, just trying not to get shot or stabbed. Yeah.
A lot of crack cocaine in Vallejo.
It goes in Vallejo, California, you know. It's not so bad. I got some shows I'm doing in the city and such, and then I'll be headed out to Reno Friday.
Excellent. And have you been here before? Have you ever played in this town before?
I have, yeah. Reno's an interesting town. It's got a lot of character and drugs.
And
a lot of fun.
Character. You have been here before.
Thank you, Dick.
It's really a great town if you like The Walking Dead, because you can really just walk downtown during the day, and it's very similar. So I'm a fan. No, it's a lot of fun there. Usually the crowds that we get at this place, they're pretty awesome. I usually dig them.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good audience, people who like to come out and see comedy in this town. We've had a good thing going with Wayne running the stuff over at the Comedy Club at Pioneer. But tell us a little about yourself. Are you from California, or are you just out in Vallejo trying to make it big?
Oh, man, it hurts when you say it like that. I'm Vallejo trying to make it big. I was actually born and raised in Vallejo.
Okay.
I'm gonna be moving down to LA this year to do the whole make it big thing, which is pretty cool. I was down there last couple months ago, actually. It was about 2 or 3 months ago. I was on the Ricky Lake show, which was pretty crazy.
Wait, the Ricky Lake show?
The new one.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't know that she has a show.
Wow.
She's back.
I thought he said Richie Lake, and that's not a real person.
I was on that, and it was a pretty interesting experience.
And now look, you're on the podcast.
And now look, you're on a podcast from Reno. It must have done your...
Dreams can come true. I've gone from the Ricky Lake Show to a podcast in Reno.
And all 12 of our big listeners time. Love you.
Oh, my God. The Dirty Dozen. They're so awesome. I love them.
We should name our fan club that. That's good.
We're going to name our fan club that now, the Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen, right on.
That works.
Hey, we need a dozen of them first.
You know, it's catchy.
But yeah. It seems familiar. I don't know where.
It's not important. It's okay. Copyright issues can get through that legally.
Excuse me, I had a small person in my throat. So I got nothing. Dance for me, monkey. Be funny. Okay, what kind of humor do you do? Are you a one liner guy? Do you talk at people? Do you have stories?
Magic.
I like to talk at people. That's a lot of fun. I can get enjoyment out of going to the crowd and learning stories about people and such, and I get heckled a good deal. That happens quite often.
I am no stranger to that.
Yeah, Saturday night I actually had a show in Santa Rosa, California.
I was just there.
I was heckled by two white ladies who were there.
I know them.
A black gentleman who was their friend, I guess, and he was sober. I'm assuming he was their designated driver, but they were pretty crazy. They kind of wanted to fight me after the show. It was nuts.
Were they attractive ladies?
And what about the guy?
It was dark, so maybe.
But, is that a racial slur?
No, I mean, lighting.
Were they
construed as something you would probably call semi-attractive, but then again, I had a spotlight in my face,
I see.
And it was dark, so probably not.
Maybe they were the kind of lady that...
The things that they were saying is probably not.
maybe they were the kind of physique that black gentlemen, seem to traditionally prefer.
What's that supposed to mean?
Are you implying that black guys like to nail fat white chicks?
You said it.
I was just making sure we were on the same page.
Right. Well, and just like white guys like to nail skinny black chicks. It just goes back and forth like that.
Is that how it goes? I didn't get the email. I must have unsubscribed from the white guy mailing list. That's crazy. No, they were nuts, man. It was pretty. It got pretty intense. They were just really drunk, and they just kept throwing stuff at me, and I kept slapping it back down. And then it got really tense when they started talking about the size of my business, if I can say.
Oh,
your cock?
This is a podcast. You can say anything the fuck you want, man.
Okay, cool. My penile area. They started, I think the one said, she just kept saying, small dick. That she just kept saying that. and I just said, well, did you ever think that maybe you have like a really fat vagina? What's it like having the vagina that killed Boba Fett in Star Wars? That's crazy, the sand trap you have down there. And then they seem to get very obsessed with that. Security ended up kicking them out. I was like, no, don't kick them out. I was having fun with them.
So do you like hecklers?
It depends.
If they're funny?
There are times when I'm working on a new bit and I really like to just work on the bit uninterrupted.
Right.
But, you know, any other times where, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm just doing a set and I'm just having fun. You know, I mean, it's not that I like them, but I don't mind them. I mean, I can go all day. I used to be a fat kid and get teased all the time, so I had to defend myself verbally all the time. So we can go all night if you want to. Just don't get upset when I, you know, put you down or hurt your feelings because you're being a jackass.
When you're drunk and less witty than you. Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, dude, you're drunk and you have, like, a job that isn't this, and I'm sober and I do this most nights of the week on one planet, or, you know, and I got a microphone, so if I want to, I could just be, like, a third grader and be like, nah, 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 into the microphone, and you can't, nobody's going to hear you. So, I mean, on what planet are you going to win, man? Nobody comes out on top of this.
Now, all right, have you ever done that? Na 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 na. You should.
I've done kind of the equivalent, which is like they kept trying to talk, so I just kept talking louder over them and just kept insulting them and just stringing. And when that happens, I'll just string together a long list of very obscure insults and I'll just say it really loudly over them, and then the crowd will laugh and eventually they'll stop talking and feel small about themselves, and then they'll just be quiet and suck their thumb or, you know, put a hit out on me. Either way, get them to shut up.
Well, hey, Miles.
Website?
We've got, do you have a website? Do you have anywhere where people can find you online?
I do, totally. It's milesweber.com. That's MYLESWEBER.com. And my full schedule's up on there, and I got some clips. I got a lot of heckler clips up on there. And also my CD... that I came out with a couple of years ago. It debuted in the top 20 on iTunes. It's
nice.
Bruce is on there. And also, it just came out with a brand new DVD this past summer. And also, I'm working on a new hour to record something later this year. I'm pretty close to that. So if people go online and buy those and then come see me, that's, you know, this weekend, that's over like almost 3 hours of material that they're getting out of me. So they can really hop on the bandwagon. And also, the links to my Facebook and Twitter are on my website as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So, well, hey, we got a show to get back to you, but thanks for being with us today, Miles. And hopefully, we'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely, man. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, take care, brother.
Later. Later. Say bye.
Say bye.
Bye.
Say
bye. Bye.
Are you sure he's gay?
Well, thanks to Miles and Wayne over at Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. Please go check him out this Friday and Saturday night. I believe shows are at 9. Maybe it's 8 and 11.
Yeah,
something like that.
Look it up.
In the evening. Yeah, go to the Reno Tahoe
Find out for yourself.
Reno Tahoe Tonight website or Facebook page. Check out MilesWeber.com. Check, he's got his full schedule up there. More professional than most comedians we've
YouTube
had.
YouTube is his appearance on Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the new Ricky Lake. And
so
okay.
The skinny Ricky Lake then?
So right, who's wondering how much
I think
she weighs?
Has lost
some. Well, cuz she goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Like she's kind of like the Hispanic
Oprah.
She
does.
Her head stays the same size.
Sexually.
Her head stays the same like a pumpkin.
Yeah. Again, like the Hispanic Oprah. all right, let's have a little music. Eric,
fucking
you want to play some music for us?
Eric
doesn't
play
sing.
Guitar.
No, I don't sing. I have no idea what to play.
I've heard you sing a song or two in your life.
You sure about that?
Yeah, like one or two, really.
It was Happy Birthday.
I have no idea what to play.
You didn't know you were coming, did you?
He tried to cancel.
No, I didn't. There you go. You want anything else?
That was a short song.
Yeah, I know. Did you like it?
I did.
That was a show off bullshit.
Thank you, Rick. Rick gets the ding on that. That was show off bullshit. well, I mean, do you have like long instrumental pieces that you write, or do you just strictly write stuff for your singers to sing with?
Right.
That was a question, not a statement.
Okay. Both, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, right now, basically, what I'm concentrating on is my teaching, and I'm not currently playing with an original band right now, so I don't have a lot of pieces of music that I'm recording. So,
how about Sister Golden Hair?
Oh Jesus!
I'm kidding.
I don't think we could see it if you play a cover.
Yeah.
Oh fuck no! It's
especially
a podcast.
If you're
nobody
not
cares.
Singing. Nobody listens to us. you've got One Stop Guitar, which you can find on Facebook and onestopguitar.com.
Correct.
But then you're also with the band Mimic.
Yes.
One of the best new cover bands in town.
Yeah.
The drummer is Matt Smothers from over at Maytan, also
right.
A good friend of ours and my daughter's former teacher.
Absolutely. We got Gus Caba on bass, and he played in a lot of bands in the late 80s and early 90s in town. Like Lingus and who else did he play with? He played with Absolute. That was a long, long time ago. And then our singer, Brittany Huff, is from Modesto, which I guess is kind of like Vallejo, right?
It's worse. Yeah. it's like Vallejo without as much culture.
Without as much crack or more crack.
I think there's a lot of crack.
So she's our singer, and she actually was a karaoke type singer. Did karaoke, and loved singing.
She can sing real well.
Yeah, she's great, man. She's one of the only singers I know, and I'm sure Nick can attest to this, that actually is prepared. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, she helps, like, load gear.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
That's
you know
rad.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
she's
I mean,
some prima donna then.
Well, the only other singer, I mean, Mark Ernest helped load gear, but he was a guitar player too.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That kind of doesn't count.
Yeah.
You
she
know
doesn't
what I
pick
mean?
Up a guitar, but she... But she still like roll her sleeves up and help you guys load equipment. That's great.
Yeah, knows her lyrics and
yep.
And is actually on time to practice. And
well, karaoke is the gateway drug of a cover band, right?
It so is.
Right?
Well, you know what? Here's the best part, Rick, right? So we play Elko a couple of weeks ago, and Josh was there. And so Saturday night we go out, and there was these women that were hanging out with my singer, and they were like, "Oh, come sing karaoke, come sing karaoke." And I know where the night's going.
Karaoke, you know? Karaoke is very, very popular in Elko.
It is. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Every bar has karaoke 24 hours a day.
Does your band partake in the alcoholic beverages?
3/4 of them do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's just me and my singer, and we're walking, which to the karaoke bar, which is down the street, which mm-hmm. is like fucking 9 blocks down the street. You know, they fail to mention that, and it's like fucking 12 degrees out. You know, Elko in the wintertime. Oh, yeah. So we go to this place called Good Time Charlie's.
Oh yeah,
right.
There's a clamper bar too, actually.
Oh, is
it's
it?
It's a nice place.
Oh,
it's around
cool.
the corner. Yeah.
There's like 7 people.
It's kind of off the beaten path back there on Silver
yeah.
Street. Yeah,
yeah. See what I'm saying? It's like 9 blocks on the fucking street when it's cold. And so we go there, and I'm like, this is gonna be weird. Like, you sing in a band now, and you know. It's almost like cheating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you sing in a band and you go do karaoke, it's almost like not fair. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like having like a 19-year-old like Little League.
You're showing up all the locals.
Yeah. You're like the ringer.
You know? But
you move on to crack, you still smoke weed. You know, it doesn't like one doesn't stop the other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay.
But it was just weird, man. You know, it's weird to see her singing karaoke, you know. But the weirder thing was most of the people there were really good.
Yeah. Like, well, they really do it a lot. They do a lot of singing out
They
there.
Don't fuck around with their karaoke. No. I mean, there was one Indian guy that was wasted who was awesome, and he was doing like Charlie Daniels or not Charlie Daniels. That's not the right country guy. Think like old country, right? Like, but not Johnny Cash
Hank
country.
Williams.
Yeah, like Hank Williams, Hank right? Williams. And he'd start singing, and karaoke cracks my ass up because if you fuck up, there's the lyrics right in front of you. You know, and usually the bouncing ball or it lights up. This fucking guy was stopping for like half of a verse. He's just staring at the machine. I'm going, dude, really? Like, that's really bad.
Bug knife on his hip?
Fucking probably. Yeah. You know, well, but it was cool to actually see, like, you know, her do karaoke, which was funny, but then to see all these other, you know, people get up and sing and like, you know, the karaoke guy, that the host guy was singing Civil War by Guns N' Roses and was like killing it. And I was like, wow, this is unlike any West 2nd Street drunken thing I've been on. You know what I mean?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Where you're hearing I Will Survive and the Journey song. What the fuck is the Journey
song?
Don't
Stop Believing.
Yeah, thank you.
The Last in Line. That one sometimes down there at El Cortez.
The Last, really?
Yeah.
Wow. They should have a heavy metal karaoke bar.
Oh, yeah.
That would be rad.
The Vampirates host a punk rock karaoke.
Yeah, see, they cool. play all the songs and just have, you know.
Oh, that's cool. So
live band karaoke.
Play...
Yep. Live band karaoke is so awesome.
I used to teach a guitar player in that band, I think.
Oh, really?
They're pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
who's a guitar player?
So you did a decent job.
Chris Fox or no?
No, the other guy.
He's now the drummer.
Oh, I know who.
No, I'm kidding.
No, Dave's the drummer.
I can't remember his name.
I can't remember.
Awful
name.
Those guys are pretty. They like are committed, and I think they're about to go on like a 70-city tour.
Yes,
that's awesome.
And we should be having them in on the podcast too.
They requested
to be on the show before they go on tour.
Cool. Oh, fucking
to play
rad.
Live for us.
Oh, and, fucking rad!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And last time they were here, didn't they bring like tapes or something?
Yeah, they brought in tapes of all their
favorite
bands.
We want like full drum kit and the whole deal.
I think we did like a double up that night where they were like the second guest, and we went like 2 hours with the first guest. And by the time they got in here, they were a little bit slow.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting can make you retarded.
Yeah, can take the wind out of your sails.
I tell you, it's nice to see, you know, all these years we've been playing in bands and stuff in town. It's nice to actually see, you know, some people actually getting to that next level, which is really cool. You know what I mean?
Very cool.
It's so many, you know, I mean, it's funny because I think of bands like, you know, your band Fat Couch. It's like, what a great fucking band that was. And if we had the technology that we do now back then.
Yeah. Yeah, then
I
you it was
wonder,
still making
you know
tapes
mean?
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I always wonder. I mean, I remember having a, I'm going to fuck this up. I can't believe I'm spacing the name. What was Johnny's band?
Mama's Trippin'.
No.
Orange Peel?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I remember buying that
the
tape.
Orange Peel tape? Yep. The green, the neon tape with the terrible graphic on the front? Of like,
yep. Yeah. Over at
Resurrection?
Insurrection.
Oh, Insurrection.
Yeah.
Before the then it was Kimber.
Yeah. And that's like a check cashing place on Wells now behind Speedy Burrito.
Yeah, it's check
cashing.
Do
we need any more
check
cashing places?
No. Well, they do. Christ. I guess they do. They over on Wells, there's a lot of check cashing going
on. Check cashing and cell phone bill pay. Yep.
Prepaid phone cards.
And yoga.
And Vietnamese noodle places.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I want more
Pho everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that? Reno's so much more cultured now than it was 20 years ago.
That bar that's right there has always been there. The one on the corner.
It's closed. Good though. Times? Good Times, yeah.
Oh,
it's been closed for about a year and a half.
That's not the place where somebody got murdered?
Yeah, there was a robbery with a double shooting or something like that there a few years ago.
Good old Wells Avenue.
Yep. Yeah, those same people hit a couple different places in town.
Actually, Wells is arguably the most ethnically diverse and awesome street in town.
I will give you that. I will totally give you that.
Like, everybody lives there. All the musicians live there. All the Hispanic families live there. A lot of old people live there. Yeah, a lot of good food.
You know what I miss, though? I'm going to be deathly honest with you. I miss Ito's Burritos.
Mm. Yeah. Speedy Burrito is pretty good.
Do you like it?
I like it a lot.
I do, too. But it's not Ito's. No. It is not.
That was awesome where they didn't speak any English whatsoever.
You just pointed.
It was
They got it right.
Dude, it was so good.
But now you got like a taco truck every like block and a half.
True.
Taking out, you know.
I always get nervous with the taco trucks.
They make some pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
you got to find. There's
a good one
good
in Elko.
Yeah, that one. I play poker with that guy. That's supposedly legit. Like,
I got food.
The one that's just north of Vassar on Wells is pretty good too. And it's, I want to say it's on the, if I'm going north, it'd be the left side of the street.
Oh, they just park now? They don't move?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's there every effing day. It doesn't go anywhere.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Rory, you know they move, right?
Not that one.
They have wheels.
No, actually,
some do.
A couple of them on Wells, they don't move. They just hang out there.
Well, they had the cocoa boom across from Maytown.
Yeah,
they
the Delmar.
The one
yeah.
that, the one that, yeah, God, Delmar.
And now they're trying to legislate against that, so they have to move or this, that, and the other.
So, you know,
thing.
To me, honestly, that is the biggest bunch of bullshit.
It is a bunch of bullshit.
You know what? If your food isn't as good, fuck you.
Yeah. If your restaurant is suffering because a truck parks here for a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
That says something about your restaurant.
Make better food.
If your food's not better than the taco truck or the
– you know what I mean?
Yeah, or hire a more friendly wait staff. Because if the guy running the taco truck is more friendly than your wait staff,
have your buddy on the city council create a law to fuck these people who are making money. By making good food for a good price.
I got an idea. Don't charge $13.50 for a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
When I can go down and get a $3 burrito with everything.
Right.
Food speak for itself.
Yeah.
Lengua burrito at 2 a.m.
Oh. Lengua. Yuck.
What is lengua. That? Is that tongue?
Yeah.
Tasty
right
back.
You know it's tongue, Nick.
But Nick is asking what lengua means?
I got a B in Spanish. I didn't do so good.
He's trying to seem less Hispanic. You know,
I didn't know I would like it. And then one night, Felix just hands me something, and I start eating it. I'm like, oh, man, I've had this before. What is it?
It's really good.
I recognize the flavor of it.
It's dog.
It's
from somebody else's mouth?
Dog. It's lengua. And I was like, huh, lengua, that's good. What's that? Tongue?
Oh. It tastes you bad.
And then I had another bite.
That's one thing I won't eat in Elko.
What, tongue?
It's Chinese food.
Oh, Chinese
really?
Food?
Really? Yeah.
I haven't really had very good Chinese food out there.
No.
But
no.
The Bass food is amazing. There's
The
some,
Star.
A couple
the
really
Star,
good imagine. Pizza places.
The Star is the best.
Star, and I like the Tokiona a lot.
Because that's a lot of good, like, lamb and veal.
Steak good sandwich. Flavor. You've had the steak sandwich at the Star, right?
No, I never have. I'll try it,
Are you kidding me?
I never had lunch there.
Go have lunch there the Monday, Tuesday, whenever you wake up, and it's the best steak sandwich you'll ever have in your entire life.
Okay.
Hands down.
Yeah, well, I'll recommend anybody who's ever passing through Elko stop and have dinner at the Star.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because it's one of the best restaurants in the whole state, and, you know, I just think it's awesome.
No, it's great. It's we have like a little Elko run when we go there because you're there for 4 days, and literally you can do everything in 20 minutes in the town. So we go hit the Star, get steak sandwich. We go bowling. Bowling's great.
Or the telescope.
It's connected to a blind onion.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's
the
weirdest. And there's like five bowling. Lanes. There's like five lanes, dude. It's the weirdest thing.
That's one of the most historic bars in the city out there, too.
Old bowling alleys like that where there's only like four or five lanes.
It is. I've never been.
Lockers?
I don't know.
Do they still have yeah.
Do you do you know about the Liquidators?
No. What's that?
Would this turn into an Elko podcast? What the fuck is going on? It's this place, right? It's so good. It's they basically just get like damaged goods and then sell them super cheap.
Really? Where's it at?
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's like a Ross of regular things?
Yeah. Oh, but it's awesome. Great. I went in there trying to deal, you know, trying to get some deals, you know, and the chick goes, it was Black Friday, right? And I go, what kind of deal can I get on this and that? I go, it's Black Friday, and she goes, honey, every day is Black Friday here. Dude, you'll find the most bizarre stuff, though. Like, seriously.
I'll look What's it up in the Yellow Pages or something
It's
like
called the liquid. I don't even think it's called anything. It's like it's like a It's over
liquidators.
If you take what's the second street, not the main street, but the one
Silver Street.
Yeah, if you take that down to like 10th or 11th and make a right,
does it go all over the bridge, or is it on that side of the railroad track still?
No, it's on that side of the railroad track.
Okay,
it's awesome. Let's talk about something else. Besides Elko. And if Elko any
of you and me spend a lot of time in Elko. The rest of these people, may not.
They're like snoring.
Well, hey, any of you Elko fans out there? This segment was for you.
I do put stickers up out there, but I don't know if we ever get any hits.
Actually, we do.
Yeah,
from Elko? Occasionally, that's so awesome. It might be you logging into a computer for Elko.
You
might.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you guys a shout out on the microphone on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of that, let's talk about this. I'm just going to take over the podcast.
Yeah, go ahead. This is a show for you, man.
So the comedian had a bunch of cool things to talk about, and I actually teach a comedian in town, Dave Meccarelli, great comedian. You should have him on the show if you guys haven't heard him. Yeah, he's really funny.
Maybe you send him our way.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Cool. So the thing that he talked about, the heckler thing, which is interesting because if you really talk to comedians about hecklers, it's really interesting, you know, their take on them. Mm-hmm.
They all have different takes.
They do.
Yeah,
they
do.
But the big thing is it actually affects the show, which is the bummer for them, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I thought we could talk about, I thought it was kind of interesting, is the power of the microphone. And I think that's the thing that people don't – I mean, all of us have been on a microphone.
Hey, Rick,
you know
shut off
I mean?
Eric's.
Yeah, right? show the real power.
I'll show you the power.
But you know what I mean? Like, we've all had hecklers, right?
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I just thought that was funny, you know, him talking about that. But you can – that's why a lot of comedians and musicians and stuff can relate to each other, artists mm-hmm. in general, because mm-hmm. it's that – the same type of thing.
Yeah, well, when you're trying to work on something, you're taken seriously and it's like your passion, and then you got some asshole fucking with you. Which, like you said, some nights it's amusing, but sometimes when you're really trying to work on something, then it sure could be a real pain.
When some performers, they like that's the energy mm-hmm. they feed off. Like, they get thrown something, they're just going to,
feed off.
King Kong it up and like come back with more. Other people, it completely throws them off. Like, say, what's his name? Going back to race, freaking
Bill
Kramer. Kramer, when Kramer flipped out. Yeah.
Career over. You know what?
Yeah. If you want to keep your career going, don't do that.
Stay in camera phone.
Have you seen Jerry Seinfeld's doing these like small movies? Have you seen these things?
Mm-hmm. It's short
films on YouTube. Yeah. And he actually like put somebody in a car.
Is that what we call small movies?
They're YouTube.
YouTube. short film.
He's a
small movie.
So he just interviews people basically and like drives around in this car and whatever. And he actually had Kramer on his show after the whole thing and kind of trying to save face on him. You know what I mean? But yeah, he's just.
Hey, buddy.
No, I mean,
why'd you have to go out and say that?
What is the deal with racists?
Rory Seinfeld is haunting.
I thought you were going to say awful. Same thing, though.
So how long you guys been doing this for now? Is it 2 years?
Two,
well,
right.
this,
2 years now.
Actually, this is like what our third to last episode of our season two. Coming up here at the end of the month, we start season three.
That's right.
We've got a bunch of good guests. I'm just going
to
rattle
How many
through
shows?
It.
About
Go for it,
get
man.
Close we're, to 100, not quite 100. But
we will probably hit 100 episodes about May.
Cool.
The April or May.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah, coming up next week, we've got John Frederick, a singer-songwriter here in town, and Elsie Marie. Ooh. We're going to be talking about
She's
Elsie.
Back.
Every time she comes, I miss her.
Yeah, she'll
I'm not going to be
here. Yeah, you're not going to be here again. Damn. We're doing a benefit show for her next Friday, the 19th, at both Swill Coffee and Chapel
Tavern. What happened
Tavern.
To her?
She's gone through – I just found a lot of this out. Since 2006, she's had like 12 to 20 major surgeries, a host of different things wrong. Like her organs were all out of place and they were going to like all start failing, and then her spine was twisted, and then she had a hysterectomy, and then she had a lump removed from somewhere that was like a
she's so fucking cheery and happy.
So right now she says she's probably done with all of her surgeries so far as no other symptoms come back. But she's been on this like 6 years of now she owes like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ugh. I mean, she's going to get out of some of it, find some way. But she's still saddled with a sizable medical debt.
You know what? That's
so
that's
doing a big ass benefit show for her with a lot of local performers at both venues, Swill and Chapel, including Kate Cotter. Nice. Kelly Proud.
Eric Anderson, right, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mel Wade, like I said, John Frederick. And those singer-songwriters all be at Swill from 6 to 9. And then from about 10 to 2 a.m. over at Chapel, we're going to have 6 Mile Station, Golden Whiskey Trio, Desert Rose Review Burlesque. Striper Josh is doing body painting. And then Kaiser Soze is headlining, and we've also got Drinking with Clowns in there.
Yeah, that's a pretty great show.
It's going to be a killer night. And Nelsie's a great person. She's a great model and photographer and PR networker type. She does a lot of really good – she works with CASA. She's an advocate for abused women and children. She does a lot of great stuff. So this is another great opportunity for us to, like, take care of one of our own.
Excellent.
There's a write-up in the current Reno Tahoe tonight, the one with Chris Payne's big smiling mug on the cover. Mm-hmm. So please check that out. Check out Reno Tahoe tonight, because they are a fun rag that I write for.
Mm-hmm. Are they still advertising us in it?
No, they're paying me now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the advertisements we got.
Yeah, no, hey, we got a little play out of that.
They become pretty crazy of a magazine. The photography artwork in that magazine is amazing.
It's a very good looking.
Chris Holloman, who does a lot of that. Not all of it. Chris Holloman, Tyson Schroeder. There's a lot of good local photographers.
Absolutely.
And the size sounds perfect, too.
And you bet. I bet you like his accent, too.
Oh, Chris is so hot. And then he talks, and you're like, oh, God, you're not from around here. You're so cute. And he's kind of short. Damn.
Hey, Oliver X is calling me.
Put your pants back on.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, put him on the show.
Yeah.
He's been on before.
Hey, Oliver, hang on a second.
Okay, buddy.
I'm putting you on speakerphone. We're recording the podcast. We were just talking about the magazine and Elsie After All. What do you got going on?
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I am ecstatic about the success of this. So I'm planning.
Are you putting the wrong end?
The community is getting incredible. And that's really what I'm focusing on, and that and getting the new magazine out in 200 locations in town in the next 2 days.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So how you doing, buddy?
How's the show going?
Pretty good so far.
Yeah, Eric Stanglin.
Yeah, we have Eric Stanglin from One Stop Guitar in here with us.
That guy. I love him. Tell Eric, ask Eric how he did on his bet.
Awful.
He says awful.
I'm so
Deck?
Sorry.
He said
did you
deck,
have
right?
Bets.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, no, Bets. I had Washington. Bets. I had Washington.
Okay. Oh, man, it's so tough. It's been a tough year, man. It's been a very unpredictable year, but I think you probably came out ahead.
I did for the first time in a couple years. Pretty stoked.
Very good. No, we're excited about this issue, and Chris Payne's on the cover. We're stoked. We want to continue to speak to the music community and support local musicians, and also support local radio. Local radio right now here is blowing up. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. And local podcasts.
And local podcasts.
And local podcasts. I put that in the same familia.
Right.
We would also like to spotlight the horse and buggy industry.
Well, keep up the good work, guys. I want to talk to Rory at some point and grab that press release.
Hey, you know what? I'll shoot that over to you either probably first thing in the morning.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But I'll give you a buzz later tonight.
Behind
or
the scenes of Roy Dowsey.
Awesome, guys. Have a good
show. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
And then he works it.
Wouldn't it have been great if he had called to fire Rory?
Well, I blew my deadline this month already.
Oops. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, no, he was calling about the stuff right as we were talking about it.
Yeah, that was kismet, right?
It's the universe, yeah.
His ears were burning.
He's a good dude.
Play some more music.
Speaking of ears burning, give us some of that guitar.
I don't even know what to play.
Just some instrumental thing that's like 3 minutes long.
What?
Play some Bach.
Hey, you're lucky I didn't say 10.
Ooh, Bach. You know, Prelude and Fugue, it's my favorite.
What to play? All right. Jennifer.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Nice. Oh. Very pretty. Very
okay. Cool. I always imagine that musicians are like as good in bed as they, what, the way they play.
Oh, God.
Right? And so I bet Eric's like the kind of guy that's like, I don't know what to do. What? You want me? Like, I don't know. I mean, I could. And then you finally get him to, and for like a minute, he like gets it from the side and is all rad. And I'm like,
wow.
So thank you, Eric.
I was just going to say, for a big, goofy ginger with a big head, you play guitar. Great.
Wasn't my comment better?
I don't know which one. They were
it
both
got,
pretty bad.
It got me a little steamy.
I found your playing. Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you.
As always.
So what else do you want to talk about? You want to talk about autism? You want to talk about...
drink. I said it. Everybody drink.
Yeah, I know. Drink.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about autism, since you're pretty heavily involved with that community there.
Yeah. Well, the new thing I just did, I just recorded a song with Erica Davidson over...
Which you can find on our Facebook page.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Tom Gordon... engineered and produced it. We produced it together with him, and it was a song that I had this idea, and it's just too insane to try to do. Maybe I can revisit it towards the end of the year. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to get a bunch of local musicians in town that I'm friends with, and I wanted them to write songs about autism. So basically, if you have, you know, extra music lying around or whatnot, or you've got some ideas on, you know, or maybe a song that never got lyrics put to it or whatever, make the lyrics about autism, whether it be you learn about like what a family goes through, or you learn about a specific story, or, you know, and make it positive, or make it, you know, sad, or make it whatever you want to make it. But just kind of
find an autistic kid and force them to make lyrics for you at gunpoint.
Yeah, there you go. And
because they'd get that.
You know, and I just thought it'd be kind of a cool idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then do like a benefit show after the record's done and stuff. But it's so hard to pin a ton of people down in town because everybody's got their thing going on. And,
sure.
And, you know.
I'll tell you, for me, I'd love to get involved with something like that. Autism's in the family. I've been around it my whole life. And it's something near and dear to the heart. And, and really, more people than you know are affected or touched by it.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, it's for me, it's like I don't care too much about what causes it, because I think with everything that they're trying to say, I think they just throw darts at a board, like in that Weird Al movie.
What show comes in the next time slot?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, it's more about compassion and understanding. You know, I mean, you know, five, 6 years ago, I had no idea what autism was, and I was watching, I don't know what it was, I think it was VH1 or some VH1 classic or something, and they had like a little commercial on autism, and it was like Kiss was on there and Robert Plant was on, and a bunch of people were just talking about autism and just giving like quick little statistics, and I was like, wow, I don't even know what that is. Because when you think of autism, what do you think of?
Rain Man.
Exactly. That's the first thing that pops in your head, right?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like cancer or something like that. For me, it's like, you know, knock on wood, you know, I haven't had anybody affected with cancer, so I don't really understand or know about it, you know? And, you know, with autism, it's kind of a trip because it's, you know, it was 1 in 10,000 kids back in the 90s, and now it's 1 in 80. They're trying to say it's 1 in 68 now.
Yeah.
Which is nuts when you really think about that, you know.
But that also is part of that has to do with the changing the classification from autism as a diagnosis to autism spectrum disorder. That's more of an umbrella, and they diagnose more people with it.
Well, I mean,
the chances get lower.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. You know, when we went to school when we were kids, you remember the kid that was jumping all over the desk? You know, he was the crazy kid that had too much sugar. Well, maybe he was, you know, the ADD kid now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just. I won't say misdiagnosis, just, you know.
Reclassification.
Right, exactly. So we did this tune. We did this song, and Erica wrote all the lyrics, which was crazy because when you listen to the song, you would think that I wrote the lyrics. I didn't write one lyric at all, you know. And
what's the name of it again?
It's called Reach For You.
Okay.
And what we're doing with the tune is I've just released it for free on SoundCloud for the first 2 weeks. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get people to donate – money to a friend of mine who I went to school with who has MS, and he's trying to get this therapy pool, and he's got like 12 grand already from donations, and the therapy pool is like 21,000. So me and a couple of my old classmates are trying to make it our mission to get, you know, the money donated to get this therapy pool from this year because he's, you know.
Is he not doing good with it?
You know, it's tough, man. He can't really leave the house, and he has to wear this like vest and other stuff because of his nerves. Like mm-hmm. it feels like his skin's burning and stuff, and his arms are so rail thin, and walks with a cane and stuff. And you know, it just felt bad for him. You know, and he's like we were talking about earlier. You know, he's just an upbeat guy that's always like, you know, always thinking about other people, not himself. Which to me is like. Amazing when you're going through that much crap in your life and mm-hmm. you only are thinking about other people, you know, and that to me is
totally,
you know, amazing. So,
I mean,
so
I'm a dick when I get a headache.
Yeah, right. That's for sure. You know what I mean? So we're going to try to get some people just to, you know, dig the song, download it for free, do whatever you want, share it on Facebook, whatever you want to do, but maybe kick down like a buck or $2 to this guy's fund. And I wrote a note on Facebook about it with a link to his website, you know, and it's really simple. It's just a PayPal thing. It's,
yeah.
Everybody uses PayPal. I mean, it's mm-hmm. real simple. And so we're doing that, you know, for him. And then we're going to put on iTunes in a couple weeks. And hopefully I've got some people I want to give it to that are bigger in the autism community. And my goal, which is one of my wife's ideas that she's had for a while, is to see if we can kind of not build, but make an autism center in Reno.
Oh, that'd be super.
But more like where people can go with their autistic kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a place for their
an environment sensitive to their needs.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like sensory sensitive and stuff like that. And in a place where moms can have a cup of coffee or dads can hang out and watch a game or something and feel that their kids are safe. And you know,
are you familiar with the Rave Foundation? My wife worked for them for a long time until our daughter was born. It seemed like a great project. Like you can take your kid there and feel like they've got people there watching out for them, and you can go do something besides, you know.
Right. And, you know, for us, it's more like, you know, for me, one of the hardest things with autism was, you know, my son's pretty severe. And the thing that was tough for me was going places and people just staring at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's to me, that's why I would talk about the whole compassion and awareness type of thing, because, you know, Xander's much better now in public, which is awesome. And occasionally you'll have his moments. But it's one of those things where you're out in public and, you know, he's not cooperating and you just feel like the world's just mm-hmm. shrinking, you know what I mean? And you just feel like
there's a thousand spotlights, you know what on I mean? You like, and all oh, the other shoppers there's, are staring.
There's the fucking dad of the year. Yeah.
And you don't got time to explain every little fucking thing to everybody.
You can't. You know what I mean? Yeah. So to have that
put on your autism shirt, kid.
You know what's funny? We have an autism shirt for him
really?
That says I have autism. What's your problem? Yeah. You know, because I mean? Like, you know, nice. You got to joke. You have to joke around about it. It's been a couple of years now, so we're definitely more. You know, that denial stage is over, and the angry stage is over, and now it's more just about, you know, not educating people, because I don't want to say that, but just making people a little bit aware. You know what I mean? Like I can't thank my friends enough and people for just. Even just asking me, hey, how's Xander doing? How's your kid doing? You know, just even something as simple as that's cool. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It makes a difference. People, you know, I've had friends like do autism walks in different states just from Xander. And I think awesome. You know what I mean?
Do you ever hook up with like the other parents and talk about like, oh, yeah, what it's like to have that every day?
Yeah. I have. It's funny because I have three friends I went to high school with that have autistic kids. You know, and
something
it's,
in the water.
So, you know, it's hard because who knows what the hell it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you know, and I joke around about this, but I think a lot of it has to do with genetics. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I think it's two people that have those type of, you know, I always tell people, I say, you know, autism to me is like you and your significant other's worst traits multiplied by 1,000. You know what I mean? Because I can see stuff.
If you guys were granimals, your genetic granimals didn't match.
Right? You know what I mean? But it's funny because there'll be things like, you know, I see my son do and I'm like, fuck, that's so me. You know what I mean? Like, that is so me, you know? And it's hard because there's times where he acts like a typical 5-year-old and there's mm-hmm. times where he doesn't at all. And that's the trip about it is not under, you know what I mean? Like, the thing I always worry about and I think about is like, you know, there'll be 500,000 kids that turn 18 this year that have autism. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fucking nuts, dude. When you really think about it, it's like,
it's going to be a lot of people.
But where are all these more people that can fit in the Lawler? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, but I'm sure there's people working on trying to make things a little bit better for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, all the time.
There's a lot of agencies and other people.
And there's a lot of
degrees.
There's a lot of room for autism, like whether they're, you know, extreme or profound or fairly mainstream.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Like, I have a cousin, Steve, who growing up, I always thought he was my younger cousin. No, he's 2 years older than me. But, you know, I never noticed.
Right.
Steve is, I don't know, middle of the pack. You can kind of have a conversation with him. He's been the fry guy at McDonald's. He's done filing at his dad's office. But at the same time, you know, put him in a room and he's just going to sit there and look at his Barbara Mandrell magazine over and over again.
Barbara Mandrell?
That's pretty
hot. He's been in. He was a big fan of the Mandrell sisters all throughout the 80s and 90s.
Awesome.
I don't know if he's still into that. He's a big Packers fan.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, and then other times, you know, you could have a conversation. He's not looking at you, but he's telling you about his day.
Sure.
And then other times, he's just zoned in on what he's doing and blocking the rest of the world out.
Sure. Yeah, it's a trip.
And that's fairly functioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fairly high functioning.
Well, when you really think about
yeah, I mean, we're all like that.
Well, and that's the thing. I was just about to say, man.
Exactly.
It's amazing all the little things that we do that are, like, they call it stems, mm-hmm. you know, but the little things that we do to kind of calm ourselves or, you know what I mean? That's why I think it's more genetic than anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm obviously not a doctor or anything, but that's what I think from all the years, because there's so many things they say. I mean, it's crazy, dude. You read these things like, oh, you know, being on the internet, you know, if the wife was on the internet when she was pregnant, it gives her a higher. And I'm like, you know, cucumbers and this and that. And I'm like, you know, it's just like they're almost just taking the grant money to, like, do research and go, wow, I wonder if, you know.
Yeah, and that's just like throwing money in the wind.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It really
is. They're not nailing anything down. They're just pretty much creating more problems.
And that's why, you know, if I get this thing off the ground like I want to, that's why I want to build something in town and not give it to, like, a big foundation, because where's the money going to go to? Is it going to go to somebody's, like, you know, like
the paychecks of the admin staff?
You know what
or
I mean?
Is it going to go to
right, exactly.
kids who need it or
yeah.
the developments that
and
need that, to happen.
And that's what I think, man. It's more important to help these kids that need it in town than to just send it away somewhere else. It's kind of like that whole buy local thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you buy local, it supports your community.
Yeah.
When you don't buy local, it goes right out of the state.
Knowing where everything's going and having control over it like that is a great idea.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, it's one of those things, you know, it gets down to how much does it cost to rent a building? How much does it cost for this? How much does it cost for insurance? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
A lot.
You know, we don't even know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't know anything yet, but I figure, you know, we can try. You know what I mean?
Oh, awesome. I'm sorry. That's the end of the serious part of the show.
God. Now I can talk again.
And now, Rick, may I have my music?
Oh, no. Okay, don't let this freak you out too much.
Oh,
okay?
Did you change the music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you.
Oh, it doesn't start right up.
Hell yeah.
The music's broken first thing in this first show. God
Good job,
it.
Dick. Whoa, this is totally different. All right. Eric, I'd like to welcome you to the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions you may or may not have heard before and may or may not want to answer. I will then score you subjectively. You will be playing against nobody, so you are guaranteed to win this week.
And lose.
There are no winners.
Unlike my parlay
card. Always losers, because we all lose the game.
Unlike Notre Dame tonight.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
I'll cannibalize my brother since I don't have one.
Okay, so your best friend?
Choosing starvation is not okay.
Yeah, no, so you have to substitute like your best friend in that spot. And you can't say your wife is your best friend.
No,
you
no.
Faggot.
I don't know, my best friend. How about that?
All right, okay, the best friend. Meat on his bones? Name the celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with.
Wow.
Or least dislike.
These questions are fucking
awful. It's a stumper, right?
It's a totally horrible quiz.
This is awful.
Yeah. Name a celebrity the same gender you'd like to
make out. Just go ahead and say John Starks and get it over
there. There you go, John Starks.
Where and when did you lose your virginity, Eric?
New Jersey. I think I was 14.
Early bloomer.
Any cool details?
Any cool details? I know. It's bad.
Bullshit.
It's
you've bad. Listened okay. to this show. All right. You should know.
You know, I don't have
part.
Enough time. It's bad. It's bad. It's pretty funny.
Oh, God damn right. it.
Yeah. After the quiz, I'll tell the story. How about that?
I see. All right. Whatever. Minus 5 points.
Great. I'm losing against myself.
When did
awesome.
You enjoy your last enema?
Man.
Never?
No.
No enemas were enjoyed in your life?
He wrote all the questions, didn't he?
Color making
most of them.
Color making model of your current pair of underwear.
You're going old school with these questions.
Yeah.
They are blue and they are boxer briefs.
How much to murder somebody?
Wow.
How much money would it take for you to murder an anonymous person?
Oh, anonymous?
Not that we're advocating this.
Well,
just like, what's your limit?
Is that a new question?
100 grand?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a question that never works, actually. 100 grand? That's not bad.
There you go.
Rate your own skills as a lover on a scale of 1 to 10.
9.5.
Now, your current lover's skills.
My current lover's skills?
Yes.
Oh, I better say 10, right?
Good man. Getting laid on Wednesday. When was the last time you got really hammered?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I haven't had a drink in almost 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Absolutely.
Wow. Just well, like congratulations.
Yeah.
Teetotaler bus. Was it because you had an incident or just needed to put it away because you were being a dad?
Yeah. The dad thing for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Clean my act up.
Yeah, right.
I hear that.
In all of history, who'd you have a fist fight with?
In all of history? Who'd I have? Dude, I haven't had a fist fight in... Probably since 7th, 8th grade. Yeah.
Well, who it's been a long time.
But who would you fight now?
Oh, who would I fight
now?
Who would you fight? You get to pick somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would you fight?
Jenny McCartney. Or Carthy, whatever.
Jenny McCarthy. Yeah. Wow. I like a guy
never
picking a girl.
You like
that? Yeah, that's good.
I thought you were going to say John Starks.
No, Charles Smith.
Game 7,
Charles
94.
Smith.
Was
no.
2 for 21.
No, 1993, Game 3 in the Garden with fucking Charles Smith missing that layup six times. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I changed my answer, Charles Smith.
I didn't get the reference.
That's okay.
So. Do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Nice.
Liars.
Thank you.
What would you like to be your last meal, Eric?
Steak sandwich at the Star.
Yeah.
You'll
I gotta try it.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm gonna go there Saturday when I get
Elko podcast.
You can't get it. You gotta get it on the weekday.
Does it beat the steak sandwiches in Virginia City?
Dude, it'll beat the steak sandwich.
Have you had the steak sandwich in Virginia City
and
the city?
No, it doesn't even matter. Have you had the steak sandwich?
No. I'm just wondering if you could really compare them for me.
Let's put it this way. It's after you have the steak sandwich in the Star, you can't eat another steak sandwich until you go back to the Star.
I might not want it then.
Dude, garlic butter.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
There's not gristle at all on the steak.
Okay.
It's amazing. You don't have to eat it with a knife or a fork. It's amazing. Right. Sorry.
Just like
continue
butter.
With your questions.
Melts like butter in
like
your mouth.
Like butter. Yeah,
like butter.
Like butter.
Have you ever been surprised having sex?
Yes.
And what were the details?
Pleading the fifth on that one.
Oh.
This witness will not be led.
So you're going down on a girl and you find a warm, crispy piece of bacon. Do you eat it?
Of course.
Yeah. Good man.
Who
good
doesn't?
Man.
That's a fucking stupid question.
All right. Now I'm going to toss it over to my partner, Nick, with the rapid fire questions
here.
Oh, wait. One more.
Yeah,
yes.
One more.
Member of the Breakfast Club you most identify with.
Oh, wow.
Need my Jeopardy music.
Wow.
Back. Do you remember this movie?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course.
Ali Sheedy?
No.
Fuck no. Dandruff bitch?
No.
The principal.
No, who's the fucking...
The janitor.
Who's the...
the janitor.
Somebody picked that.
The jock?
Yeah, the jock, probably.
Emilio Estevez?
Yeah, probably. I was a jock in high school, yeah.
All right. Okay, Nick, with you.
See, the whole point of the Breakfast Club, guys, was that... Each one of those characters
was
part of
everybody.
I don't relate to none of them.
The whole human, you know?
Yeah.
We're all a nerd. We're
Thank
all
you, John
a jock.
Thank you, John Hughes.
Anyway, here we go. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Jesus or Buddha?
Jesus.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Pizza or hamburgers?
Pizza. New York right. pizza.
Oh. Let's go weed or beer?
Weed.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up or arrested?
Mm-hmm.
That's arrested.
That's my favorite.
You gotta
all right.
About that.
Let's go Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
That's a hard one. I go Pat Benatar, yeah.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
<That's> homophobe.
Just sad. Just sad.
All right. Blind or deaf?
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Yeah, you know how you get AIDS.
Mountain Dew or meth?
Mountain Dew.
Coldplay or Nickelback?
Neither.
All right, cheater or cheated?
Cheater.
Coldplay or herpes?
Thank you.
Herpes.
Nickelback or losing your arm to gangrene?
Nickelback, because I use my arms to play guitar. That's the only reason.
Has right. to come with the qualification there.
Ozzy or Dio?
Oh, Ozzy, hands down.
Okay. Let me see. Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan?
Bruce Lee.
All right, and your last rapid-fire question will be Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
All right. All right. I think you did pretty good
second,
on
second, well, now the last you gotta know. Star Wars or
oh, the, Biggie.
The Beatles? A universe
shit.
With only one of those things.
Wow, yeah. That's a tough one. That's a good question.
Starts off awful.
What? You know, you can the better way you can ask... Well, no. I'm going to have to go Star Wars.
Yeah.
As much as I love the Beatles, Star Wars is a part of my,
Star Wars
my
is very important.
You know,
yeah, I hear you.
Childhood, for
Beatles
sure.
are pretty rad, but...
Yeah.
Well, excellent.
It's
you
a tough
you
choice.
Did
I'm
rather
glad
well,
I didn't
Eric.
Answer
you
that one.
With a nice fat total of 315 points.
That's pretty good.
Sweet.
You good. Win. You win some stickers that I didn't bring with me tonight.
Awesome.
Okay. He owes you stickers now.
So, sticky mustache.
Thank you once again. Thanks for the new music, Rick.
Yeah, that was
little,
awesome.
I was getting real sick of the other stuff.
I do, but I like the China. What was it? China white? No,
China white.
Horse,
cherry pink,
cherry,
and apple blossom white.
Horse
that's it.
Or donkey.
Cherry pink and apple blossom. Because it's cherry and blossom.
Brown,
I think
like,
China.
Yeah,
I love the intro to that song. China.
Yeah, right. Cherry blossom China white.
Wow. Got an add-on question. One that Rory used to do quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite venue to play? In the area here.
Oh,
great
yeah.
Question.
All time.
Yeah, you guys should ask some more local questions,
yeah.
too.
Especially I agree.
We're just trying to make you incriminate yourself. a lot of people do not like answering those questions because they don't. A lot of musicians don't want to answer that because they don't want clubs to hear it and then not book them.
Oh, yeah.
They
well, there's
you know
a follow-up
you know
to
what?
This question.
No,
well,
honestly,
yeah, the follow-up is what
that.
Really gets them.
No, okay, honestly, so what's your favorite place?
What's your favorite place?
What, in town?
Yeah.
To play.
Locally, what's your favorite place to play?
Or Elko.
Brino Sparks. Or Elko.
You know, okay, can I have two answers?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The Zephyr in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
That place was pretty rocking.
And The Wall in the early 90s.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah
I was one of the few that played both
yeah.
venues.
I saw a lot
you
of shows
I mean?
Of both. Yeah.
I played both.
Yeah, you did.
Back in the day. Yeah.
I tell you, the Wall in the early 90s was amazing.
It was rad.
The owner was rad. He'd give you food to eat and give us two cases of beer. Super cool dude. But the Zephyr, there was something about that room.
Yeah.
You
there was a lot of
I mean?
Energy in there.
Yeah. Well, there really was.
Well,
really
I think it was the weed.
And have small, you been in lately and since the remodel?
I can't go. No. Fuck
it's
that.
Weird, though. You go in and close your eyes, and all the walls are the right distance away from each other. You can walk around with your eyes closed. And you know where exactly where the end of the bar is.
The smell's a lot different.
But then you open your eyes, and everything's like well lit, and there's not graffiti, and nobody's being fucked in the bathroom.
Well, you know what I mean? All that stuff that went on in that place, and then it's like
it was a special time.
High, you know. Yeah.
I mean, not
beer place.
It's actually a nice bar. I don't want to talk too much shit about it. But for those of us who spend a lot of time there, it's not this. It's not.
It's nice.
You're going there.
Well,
for,
it's a perfect example. The Beer Barrel is Jimmy John's now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is so weird to me. Like for the first year they were open, I couldn't eat a sandwich there.
Breakaway's Corkscrew.
There's certain places that I wish would have survived the test of time in town because
Beer Barrel and the Real Zephyr are two of those.
You know what I mean? The Real Zephyr was such an I remember my first time in Reno. I was living here in 92. I was going up to college and I was hanging out with this girl, and she's like, "Oh, I can get us into the Zephyr." And this is, I think, when it was more of like a hippie place.
Yeah, it was kind of hippie,
you know, like 92.
Yeah, Grateful Dead.
And I remember, and you know, probably the Paisley Brain Cells were playing. You know what I mean?
Sure,
you know,
right,
probably
right.
Right. You know, Chip playing on the chair and shit. And
I want to say my first time in the Zephyr was I saw Paisley Brain Cells. Yeah.
You know, and I remember getting. I remember I was so stupid with directions, and I ended up getting lost, losing her, and I had no idea where I was. No idea. Not yeah. knowing that the dorms were 2 miles away. That was it. And I was like, I don't know where I am. And bowl, you know, but I'm I remember, because I remember, you know, you played upstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't remember? You know,
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
It was upstairs.
By the ladies' room.
But there many, I mean, there were so many. I remember watching you guys one night. I got to tell this story. We got time. We got time to talk.
Oh, we're running up. We're running up on the end here.
The end, but okay. Go for it.
So, I remember seeing you guys when I was playing in Mama's Trippin'. And
seen Fat Couch?
Yeah, and okay. It was like when you guys were getting back together, sort of, but like the original, the real lineup.
Not, oh, good.
Not, you know, and I remember there was like the big buzz in the room. You were there. You were probably, I think
I was
probably
working.
You were probably bouncing. Yeah. And yeah. I remember no one knew if you were going to play or not. They didn't know, and if you know Steve was going to show up or whatever. And mm-hmm. I just remember that night, like the energy in the on the stage, it was just amazing.
Wow.
It was just really, you know,
yeah.
And I think that was the thing about that room was the energy in that room, because it wasn't a big room, but if you put 40, 50 people in the room, mm-hmm. it felt like you were playing in front of a lot of
people. And if you put 100 in there, it felt like the craziest.
You know
what
I mean? There was energy
but
in that.
People,
yeah.
But here's the thing about the old Zephyr that people don't realize is that people that went to that bar went to see music there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they went to drink and whatever.
Yeah.
It
wasn't
and
no
seen.
Cocktail lounge or anything.
No, they went in, and there's a lot of music venues in town where, you know, people don't go to just see the music. And that
it's
was the
got,
one
it's
neat
got
thing.
Two crowds. They've got the people
I mean?
Coming for the band, and it's got the regulars who come for the bar.
Yeah, but if you went to the Zephyr, you were going
Zephyr,
to watch music.
The late 90s, the Zephyr was like the cool place to be in town. Now there's like 100 rad bars. It really is.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of great places.
Sure.
But at that point, the Zephyr was like where you'd end up at.
Yeah.
See a rad band.
There were so many great shows. I remember Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I booked them when I was booking at the Zephyr. I booked them in that place.
Yep.
And what a weird, like, venue to try to book. You know, they didn't fit on the stage. But, man, or Brian Kenny Fresno. There was,
oh, yeah,
there
he's
was stuff.
Right. He fit on the stage.
You know,
they get captured by robots. There.
You know what I mean? There was such.
Doug Stanhope did comedy there.
Did he really?
Really?
Yeah, when Johnny owned it towards the end there. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It was packed. I mean, all these college kids out the door.
Wow.
And he had fucking the shittiest mic. Probably nobody running the PA.
He's leaning over and twisting the knobs himself.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck. Back in the day, man, there wasn't even a PA there.
No, it was just that, 808, like, plugged into the wall.
No, it wasn't,
there wasn't
even that.
That. There was nothing.
It wasn't even that. You had to bring.
Oh sword, wait.
Bring
oh
your
yeah.
Own
yeah. 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 Before yeah. that, totally.
Did
totally.
You did you hit your head on the?
Oh yeah. I was I'd be jumping excited in a beam. With
I don't think. I don't think you really played there until you hit your head on that fucking beam.
Yeah.
And Johnny would always.
Do it a couple times.
Johnny would always be on the other side because I know his ass probably hit that fucking beam. And,
right. That's why Johnny always. Because
yeah, because he'd always jump around like, you know, like a crazy man.
Yeah. He's not very tall, but he had a pretty good vertical.
I would always love it when I'd be in the middle of a poem and go, "Thank you, good night," and turn and then just wham. That's it, because I'd try to exit stage left.
Do you remember when we play with you guys and Daryl Lee was playing in the band and we did the fucking what is it, the Art Town thing,
the Plastic Chapel? Yeah,
you remember? And Johnny fell out of it.
Oh no, I don't remember.
The last song of the set we're playing, right? And
that was a pretty high up stage.
Yeah,
and we're having a great time. We're playing the scene, and then he's gone. There's no bass player on the stage. And I was like, he fell off the fucking stage.
Off the back of it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, it was crazy. Yeah.
Wow. Did he get hurt? I mean,
he was all right.
He's a tough guy, too.
Yeah, he was.
Wow. Yeah, that was awesome. Marianne was the stage manager for that year. And they had been out at Burning Man.
Right.
And it went back out to Burning Man, but it got to stay in my backyard for a summer. And that was really neat.
Super.
What a trip. God bless Marianne.
Well, folks, we're kind of running up on the end of the show.
He never told
here.
The virginity story.
Oh, he was going to tell us after the show.
Oh.
That's right.
I
want to do a quick
sucks.
Plug for your open mics in town. There's an open mic nearly every night of the week in Reno. My favorites are Strega on Sunday night. On Monday nights, of course, I do love the Jub Jubs open mic that we are a proud sponsor of. But also before that show, check out the Corkscrew Room with Brian DePew or Two Shits Poetry doing stuff at... what do you call it? The Java Jungle. Thank you. They the two shits, they also do the Strag on Sunday nights.
Oh.
Wednesday nights, we got a great one over at Studio on 4th with Stephanie Leota and Matt Wage, usually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been there a couple of times in the last few weeks. We had a really good time both times.
Wednesdays, right?
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Tuesdays, I'm blanking on where it's happening then, and there's something else on Thursdays, too. But please support the open mic scene in your town. This is where great bands come from.
This is where people start out.
Yeah. It's where people find bands when they're in between. So
yeah,
please,
there's a lot of passionate open mics. There's a little some suckiness, but
yeah, hey,
you know, the good comes with the bad. And,
it's free,
and it's free.
You get what you pay for. And there's a lot, but there, like you said, a lot of good passion. There's a lot of good jamming, improv, covers, originals, people doing lineups you've never seen
like
before.
Like at Jub Jub's, you never know. We have the drum set and the bass. Sometimes we'll mix it up and just start jamming with different people, and make shit up. Or play covers everyone knows or something. So
please, please, please come out for open mics here in Reno. Yeah, Eric, when's your next show with Mimic?
Elko. We're playing the week after. We're playing at Brew Brothers.
Yeah. What day is that?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Numbers?
Numbers, 10 o'clock, 16th through the 20th.
That's what I was going for.
And show start at 10 o'clock on the weekend. That's a fun place. 10:30.
It's a good venue.
For a cover band, that's a real fun place to play.
Dude, and go to Elko for the steak sandwich, but stay for the cover band.
Yeah. Or the karaoke.
Or the strippers.
Dark on Monday.
Or the knife fight.
Also at the Brew Brothers on Thursday nights, you can go there, $7. And you get all the brew you can drink from their brewery right there. So
they have some good deals over there.
10 to 12.
And they have big supporter local musicians. So please support them right back. Brew Brothers.
Amen.
That's right.
For sure.
What do you got going on?
The show I would recommend next Friday at the Chapel, Hellbound Glory, who's really making it big out of this
back
city.
Back to town.
Doing really well.
Well, they're actually the last show in town.
They're about to take off on a 3-month U.S. tour,
They did with Kid Rock, right?
Was it
Kid Rock?
I don't know.
Buck Cherry.
Yeah. But I believe it's both.
They're getting a lot of national recognition right now in country circles, and we're real proud of them. But they're playing
Jennings
last show before they hit the road for 3 months. They're playing next Friday at the Chapel on the 18th.
Nice. Yeah, so please go support them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect example of supporting small places. They used to play Davidson's all the time, and you never know what you're going to see.
First time I saw Leroy's at the Zephyr Open Mic.
Sick.
On fire, but nobody had ever heard him before, and he was so fucking good that the room was fucking quiet and still, and he's like, the fuck's wrong with you people? you can only clap for fucking Steve Foate?
Shitty-ass poets?
And then we started clapping no, that's man, we were just fucking blown away. He's just
talented.
Yeah, and just this maniac out of nowhere came down from Washington and just showed up in Reno. And, we didn't know who he was from Adam. It was like, well, let's check this guy out. Then you're just like, oh, my God. Your hair just starts going back. You're like, holy fuck. That guy's amazing.
Nice.
Blow your mind.
Like the guy in the Maxell commercial with the...
Yeah, exactly. And now look at him. They're one of the biggest to come out of here.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Maxell guy.
I
think he's dead.
Look at him. He's still on that couch.
Yeah.
And we got a handful of Reno bands who are making some national noise. So please keep supporting your local music scene.
Absolutely.
Support your local comedy. Go see, what was his name? Miles Weber.
From Vallejo.
At the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club this weekend. And then afterwards, go on out and catch some music. And then support a local scene.
Nick, you got anything?
Nick, Rick, anything?
No, but I do want everybody to go out this weekend, have fun, and get laid. Be safe.
Yeah.
Do something nice for you and someone else.
Can I say something?
Yes.
No.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks for being here. I always love seeing you, man.
Awesome.
You're a fun guest. We had a good, and we hardly had any music at all.
Yeah.
Last request. Play Mario.
Shit.
Play Mario right now. Ladies and gentlemen, for the worst little podcast in the world, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, and Rick Spagnola, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. I'd like to thank you for listening, and good night, ladies.
No sound effects?
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Doesn't seem possible an accident could happen here, does it?
Backwater Studios.
Whoops, there he goes. Is it worth this, boys and girls?